The ESRI said today that income inequality in this country has been reduced since the economic crash. To discuss this and other matters, we're joined in studio by Minister of State at the Department of Social Protection, Kevin Humphreys. Minister, thanks indeed for coming in to us this lunchtime. The research focuses on the years 2007 to 2012, so the bulk of the credit here surely goes to the previous Fianna Fáil-led administration.
Well, I think the bulk of the credit goes to the Irish people and for the pain and suffering that they're after going through over the last number of years, especially with the number of people that has actually lost their jobs. And those are the people that were hurt most. And I think I very much welcomed the report because it's demonstrated that the government has been able to protect the most vulnerable. And that hasn't been an easy case, especially in the worst economic crisis this country has ever seen. So if we're talking about, you know, giving credit, the credit is the people that has actually come through this, has paid their tax, that has been able to stay in work, that social solidarity that the Irish people has shown right across the spectrum. So, you know, if you're going to give credit, I want to give credit to the Irish people and the social solidarity that we've shown there.
The figures that are published here point to a cohesion which has been maintained by policies primarily pursued by the previous government.
Like, it's been, the policies has been maintained, especially by Minister or Taoiseach Joan Burton, that made sure that the basic welfare rate has not been touched, that there has been a floor that nobody fell below, and that has been extremely difficult to do, and she has worked very extremely hard over the last 3 years. But if you look what this government has done since coming in, you've seen 300,000 people taken out of universal social charge, you've seen 70,000 people back in work, you've seen central bank growth figures for the first time going in the right direction, the forecasts have been improved.
And we'll look at those central bank figures in just a moment, but the last 3 years to which you refer, only one of those years are included in this report. It's 2007-2012.
And I think it shows that trend there, and it's the positive. And what we have to do is make sure that we keep that social solidarity right across all our communities and recognise the pain and suffering that people have done, because an awful lot of people have seen their incomes drop over.
They have indeed. And also one thing that has prevented the income disparity increasing is the fact that a lot of high earners lost their income entirely. So the gap between the richest and the poorest has decreased because many of those who are best off lost their jobs. So everyone got worse off.
And no, yes, but the one thing that has to be recognised, what was not done in the rest of Europe and other countries that were in the bailout programme, is that we've been able to maintain a floor of social welfare payments, and we've been able to keep that floor, and that's recognised very strongly in the report, and we need to do that. And what we've seen now over the period of time is that the Social Protection Department has moved into activation to get people back into work, and that's the concentration we have to do over the next 2 years in government, is to make sure we get as many people back into work and recognise that there has been difficulties right across the social divide. And the only way you do that, and the best way to get people out of poverty now, is getting people into work.
And the report is, as you say, very clear, emphatic, that it's maintaining those welfare rates that has mitigated the impact of the financial crash. To look at those central bank figures and the upward revision for the growth forecast, now GDP set to grow by 2.5% this year, 0.5% higher than previously forecast. Presumably, this is good news for the budget and will give Michael Noonan a bit of extra room to be perhaps a bit less severe, a bit more generous, would you think?
I would hope so. What I want to see the concentration is maintain of services and getting as many people back into work as possible. So the growth figures of 2.5 this year and 3% next year is very good news, especially for somebody that's out there looking for work at the moment.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thanks indeed for joining us in studio, Minister of State at the Department of Social Protection, Kevin Humphreys.